You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel 5786, 2026. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Ve'eschanan, and the theme of Ve'eschanan, the theme of the supplication, the 515 supplications, the davening, the prayers that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed, he spoke, he begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow him to come into Eretz Yisrael. And as we all know, he was refused. He was told that he cannot. I'd like to share with you a few different thoughts, I think. We'll see how many we get to. But starting in the Medrash in this week's Parsha, and then there's a Medrash in Shmos, and there's a Medrash at the end of Dvarim, in Vizayis HaBracha, and maybe we'll even get to the Me'ai Shilach, which has a powerful concept as well. But the theme here that we're going to talk about is Ve'eschanan means a supplication. What is Ve'eschanan? The word Ve'eschanan, as we'll see, has to do with the word chanina, which means a pardon, something undeserved. Chinam, it's free, it's a free gift. Moshe Rabbeinu is acknowledging, and it's important to understand this because all of us, whether we live in Eretz Yisrael or we don't, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who is denied entry into Eretz Yisrael. But still, he's told no, but he doesn't stop davening for it 515 times. So this is an important thing. And even if a person lives in Eretz Yisrael, you still have to be davening for Eretz Yisrael. You have to be davening that you should be able to stay. You have to be davening for success. You have to be davening that Eretz Yisrael shouldn't become something superficial. That should remain deep and important and spiritual and connected. The Medrash at the beginning of Parshas Ve'eschanan, it's in the very first section, and the Medrash says like this. Rabbi Levi says, why is it that when Moshe Rabbeinu is praying to be able to get into Eretz Yisrael, why does he speak in a language of supplications, of tachanunim? Tachanun, we are begging in Tachanun. We don't think of it. Tachanun is something that we're kind of happy when the Chazan claps and says, no Tachanun. But the word Tachanun means begging. It means asking Hashem in a way that he can't refuse. Asking Hashem for a free gift. Why did Moshe say, Ve'eschanan, I beg you, Hashem, give me a free gift. Hamashal oimer havizor shalititavis b'mekayim diburcha. There's a common saying, an analogous saying, which is that be careful how you say things. Be careful that you don't say something that you'll be caught later on having had said. How is this? Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Chanesi es asher achoin." And the end of the pasuk is, "Richamti es asher arachem." Hashem says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for forgiveness for Klal Yisrael, for the Cheda Egel, so Hashem says to him, I'm going to show favor. I'm going to give a free gift to whoever I wish. I will be compassionate with whoever I wish. There are people, there are individuals who have a merit, and therefore I can have mercy on them. I can have compassion on them, Hashem says. But what if they don't have that? What if they don't have any kind of merit? Chanoisi. So Hashem says, I have the ability to give an undeserved gift to those who I decide. I give a free gift with that type of person. Okay, so Hashem said this back in Parshas Kisisa. And maybe we'll read that inside, because it's quite an amazing medrash. But before we get there, let's keep it on target with what we're speaking about. So Moshe says, you told me that so long ago, at the beginning of the 40 years in the wilderness, when the Jews sinned, the very first year in the wilderness, you told me a secret. If I don't deserve it, There's still such a thing as a free gift. V'chanoisi. So when Moshe wanted to get into the land of Israel, Hashem says, I'm sorry, you don't have the merits that you need to get into Eretz Yisrael. You've sinned with Mei Merivo. So Moshe says to him, Master of the world, didn't you tell me, person who doesn't deserve it, doesn't have the merit, I can still beg for a free gift. I can still beg for grace. I can still beg for a pardon. A pardon is something undeserved. Hashem, I don't believe that I deserve to get into Eretz Yisrael. I don't believe that it's something that's merit based. But give me a free gift. We learn this from what it says in our parsha. It says, he said, God, mischanein means to ask for something undeserved. So, and I want to just, before we continue, just think about this. There's a lot of reasons not to come to Eretz Yisrael. This problem, that problem. This reason, that reason. I don't want to discount any valid reasons, but there is such a thing as begging Hashem that even though I have all these reasons not to, please God, give me a free gift. Doesn't make sense for me to go, but please Hashem, 515 times we got to be davening. Over and over again, Hashem, let me deserve to be here. Let me deserve, I don't deserve it, but let me have a free gift of being here. Help me be able to stay, even if I don't deserve to be here. I want to read to you, because it's just so important. It's not like a typical concept that we encounter so much. You know, we think a lot about doing what's right, and we got to do what's right. We think a lot about, I'm going to have success in life if I do what's right. And there's another aspect, which is the free gift aspect. Sometimes I don't deserve it. Sometimes I haven't lived up to the level that I wish to in my relationship with Hashem. But I still want a relationship with Hashem. I don't want to lose that. Is that something I can still ask for even if I don't? I know I don't deserve it. So the Medrash here says that in Parshas Ki Sisa, it's the end of Parsha Mem Hei. King David said, and it's not a coincidence that it's David HaMelech. It's David HaMelech who comes from Yehuda and from Leah, who realized they don't deserve anything. Upon Oides Hashem, Leah says, I got more than my portion. I've gotten a free gift. Leah recognizes, Yehuda recognizes, he admits he's done wrong. Doesn't deserve to be in the presence of Hashem. He's done wrong. David HaMelech also has that attribute. And that's what Mashiach is going to teach us. Mashiach ben David. There's such a thing as a free gift. There's an amazing amount of goodness that Hashem has hidden away for those who fear Him. It's a pasuk in Tehillim Lamed Aleph, pasuk Chav. Maksiv l'malav, v'yemer ani avir kol tuvi al panecha, midas hatev midas peronus. So there's something good here and there's something challenging here. Major said, "V'chanoisis asher achoin." There are times where indeed we have to earn what's good. We have to fear Hashem. And there's a certain amount of goodness which is hidden away for me when I fear Hashem, when I'm in a space of serving Hashem out of Yira. But there's something deeper, says the Medrash. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I will give a gift, as we'll see, a free gift to those who I wish to. At that time, Hashem shows Moshe Rabbeinu the oitzarois, right? The great good which is hidden away. in Hashem's storehouses, the schar, the reward that's waiting for the righteous. So Moshe looks at one particular oitzer, he looks at one particular storehouse of treasure, and he says, whose is this? Hashem said, this storehouse of great honor, of great schar, reward, is for those who keep the commandments. Whoa, what's this one about? This amazing storehouse of treasure. Hashem says, this is for those who raise, who take a foster child into their care. They raise someone who has no parents, whose parents have died. Moshe Rabbeinu was led through the palace to the different storehouses of treasures. After seeing all of the different storehouses, all the different locations, and finding out what they're for, he sees a huge area. Unbelievable. The biggest area that he's ever seen. He says, to whom does this belong, this huge storehouse? All this treasure, who's it for? A person who has earned it, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to understand this at depth. It's such an important idea. Someone who has earned it, so he gets from his reward. What I showed you until now. What about someone who hasn't earned it? What about someone who hasn't earned it? Ani oisa lechinam. I give him a free gift. I give him from this huge storehouse, from this great storehouse of riches. What does this mean? We learn it from the pasuk. I will give a free gift to whomever I wish, Hashem says. To whomever I wish to give a free gift. But it's an unbelievable thing. We need to understand what this means, clearly. But there's such a thing as a free gift. I don't deserve it. And somehow, how do I do that? Yeah, it sounds pretty good, right? I don't have to do anything right. I don't have to earn anything. And I'll still get the payoff at the end of time. I'll still get all the reward. What's this about? I want to share you, I want to read to you this Medrash. The Medrash is at the end of Isaiah Sabracha. It's talking about the death of Moshe Rabbeinu and how before his death, he was told that he cannot enter Eretz Yisrael and he prayed over and over again. The measure says like this. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I have decreed upon you that you're not going to go into the land of Israel. You're not going to go over the Jordan River. Now, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's initial response? He wasn't really so fazed by what Hashem said because he'd seen in the past that Hashem makes a gzera, he makes a decree. He says a certain negative thing is going to happen. But Moshe so many times prayed on behalf of the Jewish people. Why shouldn't he be able to pray on behalf of himself? Moshe said, look, there was lots of times where the Jewish people sinned, very great sins. When I asked for compassion of Hashem, Hashem immediately accepted that. Hashem said, leave me alone, I'm going to destroy them. As it says, Hashem changed his mind, as it were. He said, I'm not going to destroy them. Hashem's not going to destroy them with a plague. You're going to take over, Moshe. Hashem says, I forgive you like you said. Moshe Rabbeinu says, look, I've been perfect. I've been the best human being that I possibly can all of my life. How many sins do we find that Moshe Rabbeinu actually did? We got this one, May Mariva. Moshe Rabbeinu says, why shouldn't Hashem accept my prayers? and allow me to go into Eretz Yisrael. So he didn't even try so hard. He just figured, you know, Hashem's going to just, I'm going to say, please forgive me, let me go in. And Hashem will say, okay, fine, I forgive you. Now Hashem saw that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't even davening for it. He wasn't even, he didn't think it was a big deal. Hashem immediately swore in the by his great name, that he would not get into Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, l'chein lo taviu es hakal hazeh. Therefore, you shall not bring this congregation into the land. Ve'in l'chein el shvua. The word l'chein, which means therefore, is an oath. Shenemar v'l'chein nishbati the Beis Eli. The pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, therefore, I made an oath to the house of Eli. When Moshe saw that the Gzardin was already signed and sealed, so Moshe Rabbeinu then started to fast. He made a circle and he stood inside of the circle. He said, I'm not stepping out of this circle until you nullify the decree. What did Moshe do? He put on sackcloth. Spalished by Afer. And he was swimming in ashes. And then he finally started praying. He stood up to pray and beg Hashem. The Tachanun of Nekodesh Baruch Hu. Until the heavens and the earth were all shaking. The world was shaking from Moshe Rabbeinu's prayer. He was begging Hashem, please let me get into Eretz Yisrael. And the whole world thought, oh my gosh, Hashem is going to destroy the world. That's what's going on. That's what all the heavenly spheres thought was going on when they saw the shaking of the prayer, the power of the prayer of Moshe. Sound came out. Hashem says, I am not interested in making my world, renewing my world, which by the way, means that if Moshe Rabbeinu, like the classic concept, if Moshe Rabbeinu would walk into Eretz Yisrael, it would be the days of Mashiach already. Clearly, when Hashem is not letting Moshe into Eretz Yisrael, he's saying it's not yet the time for Mashiach. Moshe wants to go in, he's begging Hashem, and he could succeed. His prayers were powerful. Hashem has to say to him, stop. Stop, I don't want you to continue to pray. It's not the time. It's not the time for your prayer to be answered. Hashem does an amazing thing. He says, he makes an announcement in all of the gates of the heavens. Hashem says, don't bring his prayers in front of me. I don't want to see his prayers. It's almost like this game Hashem is playing with Moshe. Moshe, your prayers cannot be accepted. And then the Midrash goes on to say, he says this tefillah, he says that tefillah, over and over again. They're not letting his tefillahs up to the heavens. Hashem doesn't show him favor. He prays 515 times, v'eschanon. He says, how much did I have pain for your klal Yisrael? Kama tzar nitztaharti aleihem b'mitzvos asher kivati lahem Torah, I've taught them. I've carried the burden of their pain, of the difficulties of Klal Yisrael. And I'm still here. Let me in. Let me into Eretz Yisrael. What does it say in the Torah? B'yomi titen schara. It says that you have to pay him off on that day. I don't want to die. I don't want to die without entering into Eretz Yisrael. Let me into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe says. He begs Hashem, taking all kinds of different angles. Okay. Not going to go through everything, but the point here is, The point here is that sometimes the gates are closed. Sometimes the answer is no. Sometimes we want to get to Eretz Yisrael and we can't, but we should still daven for it. Here's where we get to what the Ishbitzer says. The Me'ah Shiloach. It's a beautiful Torah. He says a beautiful thing. This is so essential to understand. Sometimes we think that Hashem is the great vending machine in Shamayim. We need this, we need that, Hashem. If I daven hard enough, then I paid the price, I paid the, put in the right amount of change into the vending machine to get the snack that I want. Says the Me'ah Shiloach, I'd like to read this to you inside. In Shisipa la Moshe Rabbeinu al Vashalom Yisrael, Elu Advarim. Why does Moshe tell Klal Yisrael about his supplications, his heartfelt pleas, his 550 prayers? It looks like, on a superficial level, his prayers did not accomplish anything. He wants them to understand about tefillah generally, and specifically his prayer over here. His prayer was not to protect himself or something that he wanted for himself. There's different types of ways that Hashem is misnaig, that Hashem interacts with the world. There's a gullus type of interaction that Hashem has with us. When I'm in gullus, I pray a certain way, I get a certain type of response from Hashem, things work a certain way. There's a different way. When we get into Eretz Yisrael, there's a different type of tefillah that's needed, a different type of prayer. So, you know, well, I could say, look, who's the one who's going to teach me about the tefillah that I needed in Eretz Yisrael? It's not Moshe. Moshe didn't get into Eretz Yisrael. He couldn't even pray effectively in order to get into Eretz Yisrael, let alone be in Eretz Yisrael and then pray effectively. So who's my teacher for the prayers of Eretz Yisrael? Maybe Yoshua. Yoshua got in. Maybe Ezra and Nehemiah. Maybe those who came into Eretz Yisrael. No, don't think that. Keep it MS, Avis Nagus Eretz Yisrael. Gam Shamani Rav Shalachim. I want you to know that even though I didn't merit to get into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, I did have the merit of teaching you what it means to pray in Eretz Yisrael. He wants you to see that his prayers worked. They were effective. Veschanon is something that happened, that was caused to happen to him. It wasn't just that he prayed, he was choinen, he said tachanunim, he was inside of himself caused to say it. What does that mean? He was caused to beg, he was caused to ask for manas chinum. He prayed in a way that he was filled. This prayer filled him up. He had said it so many times, and he knew it by heart. He didn't even have to think about it when he said it. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw in this that he got to the point where the words were just flowing out. The prayer was just flowing out without any conscious necessity. He understood that this prayer was just flowing out with that, just coming through me. That's a prayer that's Hashem placing it inside of me. Hashem is giving me this tefillah. And I'll tell you, just from experience, when I make up a song, sometimes the song just flows through. It doesn't even feel like I made it up. It just arrived. It just passed through me. V'im kein betach lechazor reikam. And if the prayer is Hashem planting that prayer inside of my heart, that's where it's gotten to after davening 515 times. So it's a sign that my prayer is not going to come back empty-handed.
What
does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu says, I davened, I supplicated at that time? It means, at that time, even after Hashem said that you're not going into Eretz Yisrael, I still kept davening. Still felt that it was appropriate to keep davening.
Gemara de Yisra b'Chizkiya Melech Yehuda, Shomer l'Yishaya ben Amoz.
Kol Nebu Vascha would say, Kach, Mekublanim Yimei Beis Avi Abba. Chizkiyahu HaMelech was told by Yishaya HaNavi that he's going to die. That since he hadn't gotten married and had children, he was destined to die childless right now. And Chizkiyah says, I have a Maserah going back to David HaMelech, right? King David. And even if it looks like the sword is on your neck, don't give up. You can still pray. Even at the last second, you can still ask. You don't deserve it. You can still ask for a free gift. David is the king of free gifts. There's nothing that stands in the way of compassion, of Hashem's compassion. Never allow there to be any reason, anything preventing you from praying. The Gemara says there in Brachos. Even if it looks like there's no chance, you hit the wall, keep hitting the wall, you keep banging your head against the wall. It's not working. It's just not going. No matter what you do, whatever you try, it's just not going. But you still feel inside of your heart, I gotta keep praying. Kikiru Makor HaChaim. Nothing is between you and the wall. The kir, the wall, is the Makor, is the source of life, which is Hashem. There's nothing between you and God. Seems like I'm hitting the wall, but the wall is Hashem. Yafobishi Yidmin La'adam Shayn LeYeshuv Mekor. You know, it looks like there's no chance of salvation from the root of everything. Avabikin LeYidnas Asmim and Arachim. Don't think that you can't daven to get into Eretz Yisrael. Even though it seems impossible, don't think that you can't daven for a Yeshua, for salvation, for whatever difficulty you're facing. And he finishes off and he says, Atach Eloisa, Hayashemayshatan neged Hashem Yisborach. He was mischan and he begged for a free gift and he says, Hashem, you started it. What does it mean, you started it? Atah shalachta li ratzon lispal. You gave me the desire to pray. You gave me the desire to want to get into Eretz Yisrael. You're the one who made this prayer just flow through me. I know that it's a real prayer. But Tachta Li Pesach, you opened the door for me. Hashem Yisbarach Yeshev Lo Yirav Loch. Hainu Ki Kol Sarusha Shalachti Lecha Bechtei She Yilmadu Mimcha Yisrael Adairus. Ich Lispal Hashem. Hashem responds and says, it's enough. So we think it means Hashem is saying, just stop davening. But Hashem is saying, no, you understand, it's what you needed. I wanted you to have this prayer. I wanted you to have a prayer that flows like that so you would understand that this is the right way to pray for something when you can't, when it seems like you're not going to get it. And I might say no. I might not give that free gift. But still, don't give up on praying for it. All the generations of the people of Israel need to know that this is how we pray. They will know that they shouldn't hold themselves back from praying. They can understand how to do it. And in explaining this, I saw Shlomo Kalbach said that it means that the prayer is not just about getting what I want. That's a very superficial way of looking at prayer. It's about having a connection. I think the prayer is about me getting what I want, but it's really about me having a connection. We've spoken about this in the Bitachon podcast. Having Bitachon is not just about getting what I want. It's about me being connected to the Creator, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who may say no to me, but wants that connection. That's what it's about. It's about that connection. Even when I see that the prayer flows through, I feel like, yeah, I'm going to get this, but I don't get it. Doesn't mean I failed. It means that I was connected. And I should not mistake the fact that I didn't get what I want. It doesn't mean that I'm not connected. So important to understand. I want to bless you. I ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us. That we should be connected. We should pray. We should ask for a free gift when it looks like we're not going to get what we're praying for. Hashem should help us to see, to pray for, to ask for, to get into Eretz Yisrael. Even if it doesn't make sense. It's not possible. But Hashem should help us to pray that prayer and answer our prayer. We should all be zeicha and merit to see Mashiach, Mehra B'Yameinu, Amen. Nachamu, Nachamu. Be consoled, be consoled. Thank you so much for listening. Have a beautiful Shabbos, an amazing Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.